Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Colin Peterson represented the 7th District of Minnesota for 30 years. He, two separate times, was the chair of the House Ag Committee, and he authored the Farm Bill in 2018, was involved in the Farm Bill year after year after year when it came up. He was a part of an op-ed yesterday talking about EVs and mandates. And that's why we reached out to the former representative, Mr. Peterson. Like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster, Coldwell Banker hotline. Thank you, Colin. Appreciate you coming on. Let me just read a little bit of what you said. Under the EV mandates, the newly finalized regulation, about 70% of all new vehicle sales in 2032 would have to be either EVs or plug-in hybrids, even though right now EVs only accounted for 7.5% of sales last year. Let me start this way. Why do you think EV sales are as low as they are? Now, the defenders will say, well, the percentage keeps going up. If it's a very low number when it goes up, it's going to dramatically increase, but it's still a low number. Why do you think the American public, at least so far, compared to some projections, and obviously it would have to leap enormously to get to 70% in 8 years, why do you think it's as low as it is?
Well, there's more than one reason. To some extent, it depends on where you live. These EVs are not practical in rural America because the charging stations are not available and the range of the vehicles and so forth. So that's one thing. The other thing is, you know, they're just not as convenient for people. I've had some of my buddies that have in the cities that have them and complaining about having to wait to get them charged and so forth. So a lot of it is inconvenience, and lack of infrastructure. You know, we went through this with ethanol. I've been a supporter of ethanol since the 70s, and I was involved in the legislature and trying to get the ethanol industry started in Minnesota and, you know, so forth. And we had a mandate there to get the industry started. So I'm not against mandates, but you can't run them forever, you know, and so we had a tax credit, and we phased that out. I'm not against electric cars. What I'm against is subsidizing them forever just to try to make it work because of somebody's religion, you know. And these folks, some of these folks that are pushing this stuff, that really is a religion with them. And they don't care what the alternatives are. They're going to push it, you know. So eventually you might see bigger market penetration in the metropolitan areas where you don't have to drive long distances. And I think some people like that. But out in rural Minnesota, you just haven't got the infrastructure to support it.
So you write a lot about the mandates, and you explained that in this first answer. So if I put you in charge, if whether it's Donald Trump for one more term or Kamala Harris for two terms or whoever might be the president over the next few years leading up to 2032, What would you like to see in play regarding a mandate, getting rid of a mandate, and incentives or taking away incentives for EVs as it stands now and how you'd like to adjust it?
Well, first of all, I can guarantee you that this mandate is not going to be met by 2032, not even close.
So it's not possible, right?
No. Well, and it's, the public doesn't support it, you know, yeah. So it's just not going to happen. And if they do, if they don't change the law, you know, prior to that, when they get to that time frame, they're going to have to change it. So that's one thing. You know, the other thing that, you know, in ethanol, the biggest challenge we had was getting people the opportunity to be able to buy E85, you know, or other higher blends. So Brazil was way ahead of us on this. United States auto manufacturers are down there providing 100% ethanol cars in Brazil, and we couldn't get them here in the United States. So one of the reasons is we couldn't get fueling stations, you know. And the in the United States, I don't know, something like 80% of the gasoline sales are in convenience stores. And they just were not providing the alternatives for people. So part of what we did in the Farm Bill is for the last three Farm Bills, we have put money in there to subsidize convenience stores and other fueling stations to put in blender pumps, which mm-hmm. allow you to blend in whatever bubble you want. So if you want 100% ethanol, you could do that. If you want 10%, you know, you can just dial it in on the pump. That's what we should be doing. And, you know, what you're going to, you know, you're going to have these electric charging stations, and you're probably going to have to subsidize them for a while to get them out there. But then once that infrastructure is in place, if it ever is, you know, the other mandate should go away, because I'm a firm believer in all of the alternatives being available within the energy sector. And so I don't necessarily want to promote ethanol or gasoline or electric or windmills or solar. I think we need all of those things. But at some point, it has to, the economics have to take over. And, you know, and I am against subsidizing something just because somebody thinks it's a good idea, you know, or they've got some ideology that says that this is going to save the world. You know, and I just don't think that makes any sense.
Well, let me pick up on that and remind folks. This is former Representative Colin Peterson. For 30 years, he represented the 7th District. Do you believe that for the environment in this country, we need more people driving EVs as we move ahead the next 10, 20, 30 years, et cetera?
Well, there's other ways to get at this. I think a much more sensible approach, if I was in charge, I would promote hybrids. I would promote a hybrid that burned 100% ethanol and had electric backup that was fueled by the hybrid. I think that is a much better transition than just going to all electric. Because at some point, we're going to have other alternatives out there like hydrogen and some of these other things that are being talked about that are not ready yet. But eventually, I think they will come on board. So I just think it's a mistake to get behind something, you know, that may or may not solve the problem. You know, and up here, you know, up here, we our electricity comes primarily from co-ops or city-owned utilities. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And they get their electricity from North Dakota. And that's primarily coal or lignite. You know, so you up here, you get electric vehicle. Some of it's coming from wind or solar, but the majority of it's coming from coal or lignite. And so you're not really accomplishing much switching, you know, to electric vehicle up in our part of the world. Now, you got Xcel Energy that's making big changes here and putting in the big, a solar system down there in Becker. So they're going to get more and more of their electricity from renewables. But in a lot of the country, that is not the case. So it just doesn't make any sense to weigh in and put your finger on the scale just because you believe in a certain ideology. And this, to some extent, coming out of California. And this has been a big problem we've had with ethanol, which I believe in. You know, there's been a bunch of negative editorials in the Minneapolis paper and the Minnesota Star Tribune against ethanol, you know, because people, not because they're against ethanol so much, because they're against corn. And they don't want us to grow corn because they don't like how we farm, and they don't like nitrogen and so forth and so on. So it just, you got a bunch of uninformed people pushing these things based on this ideology. And we got enough trouble in this country without pushing things on people that don't necessarily make any sense. And so I'm all for electric vehicles if they can stand on their own, if there's a marketplace for them, if they don't have to be subsidized forever. I don't have any problem with it. But when the government's going to come in and try to say that you're going to do it, I think it's a big problem. And that even talking about trucks and farm equipment and all this other stuff.
Sure. Yep. That's another issue. Let me chime in because we're going to run out of time here.
Okay.
You were elected in a district that was made up of primarily Republicans. You were old school blue dog Democrats. You were a centrist. You work with the other side. We have an election right now with two individuals who see policy and politics incredibly different. In the vice president, who's a Democrat, you're a Democrat, and in Donald Trump, who formerly obviously was a president, Republican, and there's a lot of Republicans in the area that you served and live. Are you voting for your party this year, or are you voting for Donald Trump this year?
Well, I don't normally reveal how I vote because I think
you're now out of office, right? I mean, so I thought that's why.
I don't know if that's useful. I will say this. I'll say this much. Up in my where I live in northern Minnesota, Donald Trump is going to get 75% of the vote. You know, and so this is going to break down like it does in Minnesota. So mm-hmm. he's going to win the rural areas, and Harris will probably win the urban areas. And that's how this is going in Minnesota. So I'm not sure up in our part of the world how I vote makes any difference at all, because Trump is going to carry our part of Minnesota by a big margin. And
do you know right now who you're voting for?
No.
You don't?
I'm struggling with it.
Yeah. Well, you're the type of person they're going for, right?
Yeah, I know.
Both sides.
Yeah, well, the way they're behaving, I'm already not vote for either.
Is that possible you would write in somebody else?
Well, there's other people on the ballot.
Yep, that's true.
One election I voted for Virgil Goode. You know who that is?
I'm not familiar with Virgil's work, at least as of right now.
Well, he was a congressman from Southwest Virginia, and he had such an accent you could hardly understand him. He put up in the mountains of Virginia, and he was a Blue Dog Democrat, and he was my buddy, and he was in Congress, I don't know, 8 or 10 years. Eventually switched parties, but anyway, I hadn't heard from him, and so one election I went in there, and I was having the same kind of struggles, and my God, here's on the ballot Virgil Goode running for president under the Constitution Party. So I voted for Virgil that year.
There you go. So, I appreciate you coming on, sir.
I've always been a renegade. I'm not going to change that. So.
Yeah, I did not think so. Thank you, sir. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thank you. See you.
Former Representative Colin Peterson with us. You want to react to anything Colin had to say, including that doesn't know he's going to vote for, may vote for somebody else on the ticket, and also EVs, the mandate. Where do you stand on the mandate? Do you have an EV yourself? Do you have a hybrid? What do you want to say about that? Love to hear from people on the topics we just covered. Text any point, 651-461-9226.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things, like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I know this tune. I like this tune. If you're calling in right now, you missed it. You missed it because Dave Harrigan's bumper music theme, we already have a winner. We had a winner during our conversation with Rena at 12:50. Pay attention again the next 2 days. Tom Segura tickets if you identify Dave Harrigan's bumper music theme. Dave, the bumper music theme today is?
Well, I'll tell you what, Jeremy in Albertville, very quick on it because he knew after just two tunes, hearing Stone Temple Pilots singing Plush and MIA singing Paper Planes, the theme was artists and songs related to the biggest story, frankly, in Minnesota all year, air travel out of MSP during MEA break.
Excellent. Among the texts coming in, did you demand Adam and Jordana cease and desist from Mayor Carter? I have no idea what this texter's talking about. So... let's see. Okay. Primary reason, I don't have an e-vehicle. I live in a rural area. Not an issue of finance. It's distance. This gentleman is right on. That was Colin Peterson. That's an enormous issue. If you want to explore it, Dave, but you don't have the charging stations convenient near you, where you live at home, where you're going to work, where your life takes you, I don't fault a soul for saying I'm going to wait until they're more available. And the availability in the metro area compared to greater Minnesota, it's not close, right?
No, it's certainly not close. The infrastructure obviously needs to be there. It's like, you know, if you're driving a regular gas-powered automobile in outstate Minnesota and there weren't any gas stations within 100 miles, that would be a problem.
We need more practical Democrats like Colin Peterson. We need more practical all politicians who are closer to the center, in my opinion, like Colin Peterson, right? I want Republicans and Democrats closer to the center. People get to disagree. Right. There are plenty of people listening right now will absolutely preferred Harris and her positions in 2019, or prefer the further right. I'm just not one of them.
We also need parties that don't, you know, force their members to toe the line on every single issue.
Yes. Such a great point. And let's be honest, in most districts in America, someone who is closer to the center, like Colin Peterson, would have no chance, zero, no chance winning the endorsement. And it would be a significant uphill battle to win the primary. Peterson won that area for 30 years. And it became redder and redder, you know? So, you know, like Manchin takes a lot of heat from the more liberal Democrats across America. They're blaming him. First of all, again, he represents more the center, so I personally agree with him. But taking that out, Dave, every Republican is not the same. Every Democrat is not the same. And it's awfully condescending when automatically, let's go with the Republicans first here. Well, if you don't agree with Trump on everything, you don't agree with the further right, you're a rhino. Or Manchin, when he didn't go along with everything that the Democrats wanted, oh, he's not really a Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Colin Peterson and the politics that he may personally believe in, no, he does personally believe in, and also it has to reflect getting back to office. Same with Manchin, same with the Republicans, but, and when individuals say, oh, it's weak, you're not principled enough, you don't have strong enough positions if you're a centrist, get out of here on that nonsense. In my opinion, regarding EVs, even if you live in a rural area, you can put in a charging station at your home. Do many people do that, Dave? I don't know a soul who has that. Do you?
You can charge it overnight in your home, but that still takes money to put that in, and that still doesn't help you if you want to take it on a road trip. Well, where's the infrastructure? It's not there yet.
Colin sounds like he's being sponsored by the Corn Growers of America. Does he believe in that? Hell yeah, he does, right? So that is a part of his opinion. Let's see. It seems the government should incentivize the stations and infrastructure first. Then people probably see it as something to use. I think that seems like a fair point. Chad, just a wild idea, but putting car chargers in every gas station, at least out state, if not the metro across the nation, makes a lot of sense. Do gas stations want that? Dave, do they want their competitor right there? I don't think so, do they? Do you?
Right now they don't, but I imagine there's somebody that looks to the future and says, might not be a terrible idea to get ahead of it at some point. Whether that's right now or in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, I don't know.
The reason Peterson lost because the Republican Party painted him to look like Ilhan Omar. They did at times. And it was ridiculous, right? If you paid any attention, you know that they're under the same umbrella, but on position after position. They're very different. Democrats are just capable of doing that. In other ways, too, where it's a Republican is more of a centrist, but they're still, their core is Republican principles. They say, so-and-so voted 92% or 82% with Donald Trump. He's just like him. When actually you pay attention, he's not really like Trump. Let's pause. Come back with traffic and weather here on News Talk 830, WCCO. Yes, the music theme, Flying. Apparently the whole world is leaving for MEA week. I mean, there should be no one on the highway tomorrow, Dave Aragon.
I fully expect that, except that they might have to use it for runways because the airport's just going to be so jam-packed.
Three.
Crosstown, they might have to shut her down for plane traffic only.
If you tried to get a flight at MSP today to travel to Where do you think is the number one destination for MEA if you're traveling for the 5 days? What's your guess?
Do you still go beach, even though it's still kind of nice here?
Yeah.
Go to Florida? To California? I don't know.
Might be more California right now, considering the run that Florida's had.
That's a good point.
$500,000 for a flight, apparently.
I think they just laugh at you.
Yeah. Let's see. Among the texts, Chad, have you talked about how ridiculous Kristi Noem looked on the stage with Trump in that weird dance-off town hall? Sorry, it missed yesterday's show. Yes, we did talk about it. Also, just having her, I mean, they all look ridiculous. It wasn't a mental health moment, though, either. I don't think he was struggling. He was more bizarre yesterday with his answers at the Chicago Economics Club than he was. It was strange. Clearly you had two people who fainted. I'm very sorry about that. But then to say, hey, let's just get down. Let's have a little soul train breakout. And also to have Kristi Noem as asking the questions. Sure. I mean, those had to be hard hitting, don't you think, Dave?
Oh, they were. I think the last question she asked was, just how awesome are you? Super awesome, yeah, or really super awesome?
More on the EVs. Ford is offering free in-home charging stations on the purchase of new EV pickups. I had no idea. Did you?
No, but that would be a very nice selling point.
Yeah. Gas stations absolutely want charging stations. Reading your text, they want store traffic. They don't make money on the gas. They make it on the pop, chips, etc. I have heard that's the main way gas stations do make their money, is on the products inside.
And now that we're all paying at the pump for the gas, they don't get a whole lot of foot traffic compared to what it used to be. So, yeah, I mean, it takes a little bit of time to charge up the car. So what else are you going to do, right? Get a pack of Funyuns.
Okay. Get out of here, Funyuns.
I'm not getting the Funyuns. Other people are getting the Funyuns.
Ugh. Get a frozen Snickers. Probably right there, and it'll be just delightful. Speaking of that, an M&M cookie early in the day. Why don't we have more candies in cookies? Why is the peanut M&M dominated the cookie business?
Wait, you put the peanut M&M in the cookie? Normally, it's the regular M&M.
You know where they put that in? Russia. No. Peanut M&Ms. Yes. Why don't we have, like, Snickers or Kit Kat? Or why is it just the M&M that's dominated the cookie business of the candies?
Do you want to be the guy cutting up the Snickers? I mean, I'm sure you'd have to cut up a frozen Snickers, too. Then you'd be really disappointed. Because it wouldn't be frozen once it comes out of the cookie. Or do you have to freeze the cookie then, too, to enjoy your Snickers cookie?
Oh, a chilled cookie is outstanding.
Oh, get out of here. What is the matter with you? Why do you want everything freezing?
I didn't say the cookie was in the freezer. I said chilled. Just the occasional chilled. Other foods good in the fridge. Let's go to the fridge since you're afraid of this. I mean, do you have nothing in your freezer at your house? Are you afraid? Do you say, Molly, don't get into the freezer. Get away! Get away!
Freezer is very full, as is the second freezer in the garage, but...
Oh, la-di-da.
Yeah, very big time. Very big time. But you know what we do with a lot of that food? We warm it up.
How about an apple in the fridge? Great.
It keeps them crisp. That is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. More text here. Oh, speaking of that, I had to go inside the other day, one of the gas stations. For some reason, my card wasn't working outside. I tried two pumps, then I went in. It was no problem. How rare is that when you actually can't just, boom, right there, just put the card or whatever, your phone, anything you have?
What was the process like inside then? Hey, I want to prepay. So did you have to prepay on the card and say, I want to put $3
in? Yeah, I had to guess.
I don't like the guessing game.
Yeah.
What happens if you overshoot the mark? Do they refund you?
Well, that's why I was too conservative with my number. Because it was about two-thirds.
Mm.
I felt like if I was playing a Price is Right game, I really would have failed poorly.
Yeah, I'd be very worried if I had to do that. If I said, I think it's going to be about $50 and it comes out to, you know, 48-12, do I just spray the rest on the ground?
No, you go fire it at other people. That's what you do.
I'm not going to let them take advantage of me. Someone's going to use this gas.
Hey, pull your car over here. And then how many gas stations are open 24/7? Like, if you're out there, you're known as a boozer and you're carousing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, you're a married man now, but back in your booty call days, and you're leaving the place, and it's, you know, I don't know, 12, 1230, 1 o'clock. How many gas stations would you say now, 24/7? What's your guess percentage was?
Inside the shop?
No, just as you can get gas.
I think now at the pay at the pump, I think 60% will still let you get gas overnight, won't they?
Really? So we have somebody working at more than half the gas stations full time?
Well, no.
I hope.
I think they'd shut it down inside, but hey, if you can pay at the pump and take care of it all yourself, why not make a sale?
So more often than not, they just, everything's shut down. If you can make it work. Yeah, I mean, I hope so, right? To give people an option. I just don't know if, God knows, sadly, what can happen without any sort of supervision. Donuts in a Ziploc bag stay good for days if kept in refrigerator. How about that idea, Harrigan? Are you adamantly against that?
Well, if you take it out and warm it up, sure.
Peanut M&Ms are the only things that Russians put in their cookies. I'm so sick of pumping gas. Bring on the hydrogen, baby. Is it really it's a big time burden, you know?
Well, it's about to be in this state, because there is not many worse things than going to the gas station when it's 20 below in January, knowing you got to stand out there. Oh, wait, they're going to ask me 8 prompts. That's what I need.
Yes. How about if you get the, who do we get? We get the Maria Menounos video.
Yes.
Hey, Maria, you're nice. You're pretty. I think you overcame cancer. I don't want to see you right now. I'm freezing. I left my hat and gloves. Can I just, and by the way, stop asking me January 17th if I want a car wash. I don't.
When the car wash is probably closed anyway because it's everything
frozen. I don't
frozen.
Want the car wash. I don't want 8 questions on the receipt. I just want gas to come flying out of this tube here and get in my car so I can keep going. Now, are you one? It takes longer, but are you one to click it in there and then go back inside the car and warm up, or are you a purist? You stay out there.
No, stay out there. You got to stay out there. It's against the rules to go sit in the car, Chad. You build up static electricity, and that can make the whole thing explode. Everyone knows.
Yeah. About how many times a winter does that happen in Minnesota? 5,000, 10,000, 100,000? Do we have a lot of people that just blow up at the gas pump?
No, that's ridiculous. But I think it happens 8 times a week.
Okay. I must have missed that reporting.
Yes, also you can't use your phone because you never know when your phone is going to somehow ignite the gasoline. Watch out for that too.
Go inside your car. Come on. Now, don't be such a dope that you leave your car running with the keys in it. You know? But warm up, man. There's no. Am I soft? I'm losing my man card that I go inside the car and stay warm?
Yes, I think that's exactly right, Chad. Turn it in.
Where do you turn in the man card?
If they've got a kiosk, you'll look for it. You'll find it.
Kiosk. More text on the variety topics here. I fill up 3 times a week. Getting gas is worse than emptying the dishwasher. Okay, let's pause on that. What is the worst thing that you have to do on a regular basis? Accurate, inaccurate, and you can decide how inappropriate it might be, but we may not air it if it's too inappropriate. Dave, we still might be amused. We might be horrified.
Yes.
We might be shocked. Something you have to do on a fairly regular basis. What is the most annoying thing you have to do? Can I answer for you already, Dave? Should I go ahead and beat you to it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Working with me. I know that's coming.
I was going to say specifically coming up with a music theme every day.
Just 651. 651-461-9226. I'm about to have another M&M cookie during the break. I saw a few neighbors at home today. I was embarrassed. I mean, why aren't they in Puerto Vallarta right now, Dave? Yep.
Obviously, they didn't work hard enough in life.
The most annoying thing you have to do on a regular basis, cleaning the cat litter box. In the early days of my relationship with Kathleen, even I think once we were married and moved in, we had cats. Oh, cleaning the cat litter box. It's disgusting. No,
you don't seem like a guy who would enjoy cats.
We both were very busy at the time, but we wanted a pet, and it just seemed like a dog was too much at the time. We also had a bad run with cats. We had one hit by a car. We had one died unexpectedly.
Goodness.
Wasn't good. No, we were not torturing the animals either.
It sounds like they wanted out, frankly.
Yeah. And this wasn't, go ahead, we didn't have Haitian neighbors who were coming over, okay? Buy a litter robot. Life-changing. Is that legit? The litter robot? Oh, that would be magnificent. Things I hate doing on a regular basis. Listen to Cars for Kids spot a million times a week. Remember when all the stations kind of stepped up and didn't carry Cars for Kids for a while? What happened to that one, Dave?
We're beyond that. We're back on board, baby.
We're back. Hey, forgive. No, I don't know. Maybe just forget, you know. The most annoying thing I have to do on an almost regular basis is doing laundry. Does doing laundry annoy you? That among the chores at home, I'm not saying I'm aroused, but that doesn't annoy me.
It's okay. And to be honest, my wife does most of the laundry, so I can't complain.
Yeah. Is that how it works at your house? You come home, you're a man, you just throw your stuff around and say, toots, cook, and clean?
Yes, 100%. Usually I don't even have to say it because she knows her role.
Yeah. Clean up the bathroom floors, the dirt, the hairspray. Yeah, that's gross. Hauling the software salt downstairs. I need to do that right now. And I'll finish with this one. Making the bed with the 200 pillows my wife insists we have on the bed. That's so tremendous. That is, I mean, why do we need in everything for the display? Isn't it ridiculous?
Yeah, and a display for whom? You.
Exactly. I mean, you know, if you're living that Carter lifestyle that we can't talk about, I get it. Let's go to CBS, and then at some point next hour, Susie's going to step in with the news.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.